If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free. 866-229-3663 or online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663, or on the web at www.thepowerherbs.com.
To developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
1, 2, 3.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Oh, we're here on Herb Talk. We're going to empower you. That's what we like to do. And Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. We're going to be talking about this coin toss study in medical science. Oh, yeah. I'm not making it up. Mm-mm. And we're also going to be talking about more people are shifting away from cow's milk. Why might that be? And if we get time, we may be able to talk a little bit about how not to be so depressed. And we have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform, lifting this nation up in prayer. I'm hitting the knees and seeking the Lord's face. Never a waste of time to do that. It's my favorite part of the day. to have a conversation with the Lord. That's how you establish a relationship. Keep it daily. Well, today's devotional is about being thankful for God. And we're in 1 Thessalonians 5. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. That's right. And oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. And let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. So don't ever, you know, neglect praising the Lord and giving him thanks. We need him more than he needs us. You know, we owe him a lot. So mind the time it grows short, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Oh, thanks, Frank. All right, here's a report here. Medical police is cutting off some research funding from scientists who said, yeah, vaccines cause autism. Okay, so this was Keele University in United Kingdom, Professor Chris Exley. He said he's experienced the medical tyranny. Apparently, his research was focused on a lot of the aluminum toxicity that you get in a lot of the childhood vaccines and its neurotoxic action in the brain. And what he discovered in some independent research he was doing, he says there's considerable controversy over this. But he says whenever you put heavy metals in the brain, it's a recipe for trouble. So in essence, the doctor kind of blew the lid off of, all the stories that, you know, there is no autism from vaccines. We've had a couple of these research papers that say it does kind of sneak out, and then they were quickly debunked, and discredited. But here's another one. He says a very common chemical adjuvant in your vaccine, and we talked about this the other week, Frank, where the Japanese were looking at the Gardasil vaccine and why they were causing a lot of brain hemorrhaging and changes in the brain of these girls, and the professor or the research scientist tested 13 different lots of Gardasil, so that there could be no excuse that he just got a bad batch. And he says there was adjuvants and aluminum, and when they bind, he says they create a new chemical toxin they haven't ever seen before. And it was his belief that's what's causing all these neurological problems. So, and here he goes, this chemical adjuvant, he says, has the potential to cause severe and disabling neurotoxicity, including autism in children, when they're injected with it. Oh, that's so bad. That is such a damaging statement to the vaccine industry. I mean, God bless them for standing up for the truth. All right, last but not least in the Quack Report, here's another thing on vaccines. They called the people that aren't for vaccines anti-vaxxers. Well, here a report says the parents that are not for vaccines for their kids, what they do is they hold these measles parties, basically. So they get the kids all together, and so they can contract the measles naturally and get over it, and then they don't need the MMR shot. Of course, this is just really frosting the health authorities. They don't agree with this, especially in Brooklyn, New York, where they're mandating all these measles vaccines for people. So, and these measles parties are kind of similar to the chickenpox parties they used to also have as well, so the kids could get the chickenpox and get over it. And I've read numerous reports from these old-timey physicians, you know, the kind that used to go out to the farmer's house and see whoever was sick there, you know. These guys wrote papers and said they never saw a case where a healthy child became seriously ill or didn't get over in a normal time frame, these childhood illnesses. They said the problem is if you have a malnourished child, then that could be a problem. So when healthy kids, these childhood illnesses, they said, is not an issue at all. So it's widely recognized that, vaccinations are completely safe and blah, blah, blah. Well, maybe they're not. I mean, maybe we're going to be blowing the lid off of scientific research that has been fraudulent, right? And you think it can't happen? Well, I'm going to give you some reports here from the horse's mouth, and you can just decide. And we'll get to that in just a second. But that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Oh, yes, Frank. Frank makes a good point. He says we're not generally healthy if we're eating GMOs. Well, yeah, I think a lot of people agree with that statement. I do. All right, let's get to this coin toss to determine drug outcome thing. I mean, when I read this report, I went, whoa, I got to see what this is. This topic really should get everyone's attention. Flipping a coin to determine if a drug's going to work has been published in the Journal of Public Library of Science, Biology, April 9th, 2019. That's right. You heard me right. Scientists in Berlin, Germany have bypassed the trouble of doing a mouse study to determine if they could get the same results as a previous study by just flipping a coin to determine the outcome. Well, what drug were they determining, you may ask? Well, this study was on a medication that is supposed to protect the brain from stroke. How do you like them apples? Flipping a coin just to see if it's going to work or not. What do you think of those statistical analyses there? I had to ask myself, was this for real or was this some kind of joke? Well, we're going to find out. Because when you shed light on things, it exposes a lot of hidden secrets. And for decades, we've hearing about scientific research that's been associated with, drug therapy that's been less than accurate. And a few problems have been, using things like they were using corrupted cell lines in the studies for these drugs, inability to duplicate the results, study groups that were too small, insufficient time frame, or lack of follow-up in human trials, just to name a few problems. So the German scientists were being a little bit facetious here, while showing the scientific community how absurd most of the drug studies have been, right? It is their way of exposing a very serious problem within the scientific research, the journal publications, and the pharmaceutical industry. Let's just flip. I mean, what's next? The dartboard. Let's go see, right? Flip a coin or give me the dart, right? Or, hey, how about this one? Well, blindfold, you spin you around, and then you go pin the tail on the donkey. And if you can get it there, when the drug trials are good. I mean, this is how they're telling their peers, how absurd they've been. Well, I'm sure they didn't like them upstart saying that, but they did. Well, and so let's talk about, according to the German scientist, there is a real bad habit of using small sample size of 10 or less, and this has been adapted within research. They've adopted this thing. Let's just use a small sample size. And the problem with this, this standard creates what is called a false high positive rate, and it skews the statistical research results to overestimate the positive effects. And it's on purpose, so the trial looks better than it is. So this study that they were doing was called Exact Replication, Foundation of Science, or Game of Chance. So they were just, right in their faces with how absurd the medical science area has been. And this is their research in this study they did, and the title of it is really an alert to the world, a red flag, as well as to the scientific professionals. So what people really don't understand is that once a study is conducted and the results are published, that information is used as a basis for other studies. And the subsequent studies base their theory on the flaw. So after decades, there could be thousands of studies that carry the same flaw. And the Germans are saying, science has been acting in such a way that a coin toss would be equally as insightful. Scientists who are aware of this say it's a real problem, and they have coined this. They have coined the phrase the replication crisis. Wow. So confirming this study used to be really important before something could get published. So what researchers are finding is if they try to duplicate a study and the results fall below the 50 percentile, this is really a red flag, and it has really shaken the confidence of many with regard to the accuracy and the truthfulness of research today, and also the entire scientific enterprise in general. So due to this problem, some scientists have built into their studies a duplicate to repeat the experiment as a practice to sort of circumvent skewing the data. However, some say in the industry this really means nothing unless the experiment is repeated by an unbiased party who can scrutinize the data. So conflicts of interest has also been a huge problem. So scientists are supposed to reveal their connections, if any exist, in their reports. Let me read you this quote from the Journal Public Library of Science, Biology, April 9th, 2019. They say, replication is fundamental to the scientific process. We can learn from successful and failed replication, but only if we design, perform, and report them properly. End of quote. Right. Got to be honest. Well, let's talk about this publish or perish kind of thing within the industry. Live Science published a report on the lucrative arena of publishing research. The report stated there was significant temptation to falsify data in research for grant money and other benefits. They listed the motivating factors for scientists to lie about the results, even if it would have significant impact on patient care. So they do that for prestige, money, and career advancement. So it's all self-serving, is what it is. So the report went on to say that those caught, you know, lying, had also plagiarized a text and committed other, quote, elements of deception. So when the fake science is discovered, if it's published, there should be a retraction of the work. However, some works are not retracted, and we're told it really depends on the severity of the misinformation. And according to Science Magazine, due to the light being shown on the corruption within the scientific research, we're told that the rate of falsified research has slowed a bit after 10 years of unconscionable behavior. And Retraction Watch is this nonprofit that is supposed to monitor retractions in scientific investigations regarding misconduct. However, in many instances, by the time the research is exposed as fake, it has already influenced modern medicine and patient therapies, because on average it can take 2 or more years to uncover the fraud. So this delay really is a risk to human life, really is. Here is a quote from an anonymous health advocate that said, "The biggest contradiction in our culture today is calling medicine healthcare. We spend $2.7 trillion per year, and we are an incredibly sick culture." So we're not any healthier, is the point. Now, could it be the Americans are sick because their drug therapies are based on fraud? Think about that a minute. Well, let's look at a highlighted report, which I found it fascinating, a bit comical, sad at the same time. December 29th, 2018, Live Science reported on a list of the most current fraudulent studies in medical science, but here's just a few. I didn't list all of them, but here is just a sprinkling. One was on radio waves from cell phones that cause phantom pain in amputated limbs. That appeared in the Public Library of Science in 2018. That was fake. Also, one was an ethics violation report on quote, unsubstantiated, unreferenced overlap, which is another word way of saying plagiarism. So here's a report that was on plagiarism. It appeared in the Scottish Medical Journal. And so here's an article on plagiarism. It was fake. You know, you can't even write a truthful paper on plagiarism. Okay. Here's a report on asparagus. I love asparagus, one of my favorite vegetables. So here's a report on asparagus, the nutritional and medicinal benefits of asparagus. It was plagiarized, and it was plagiarized off the material on a report on ginger root that appeared in the Journal of Food Science and Nutrition. So the original article on ginger root it appeared in 2015 in the Journal of Mechanical Engineering and Sciences, and the fake asparagus report was caught by the original authors of the ginger research, and they reported it, and it got retracted. One other study, lead scientists used their own blood as one scientist, not several, but one scientist, a lead scientist in this one study, used their own blood as samples, but then labeled the blood as if it were from 98 different patients. And this report appeared in the Journal of Cancer in 2018. And it was a work that was regarding salivary gland carcinoma. So when the editors of the journal were asked, why did they print the study? They simply stated, well, we felt the issue was not scientific misconduct or fraud, but in hindsight, it was just a crappy study, end of quote. Where do these people get off? You know, you're playing around with people's lives when you print this stuff because doctors read it. All right, so here's another one. A health book author and a psychology professor drafted a study on restoring microbiomes in the gut to improve physical and emotional well-being. They did the study to support a book they were writing, and it was redacted from the Journal of Public Library of Science because it lacked credibility with no control group, had confounding variables, small data set, prevented the study from being actually reproduced, among other issues. And lastly, here's the one that really got me, was the study on heart stem cells out of Harvard University. For a time, the study was hailed as a breakthrough therapy, and the cells were to be used in a treatment. They would inject them into the heart of patients with heart disease to help regenerate the heart itself. Millions were spent on this research, but there were really no benefits to the patients once the therapy was used. So it was later discovered that the data was all false after it got published in 31 journal publications, and up until this research, medicine had no knowledge of that the heart had stem cells. So did the authors invent cardiac stem cells? Most likely they did, and Harvard had to pay back $10 million in federal funds. That hurt. Life Science pointed out that scientists that wrote and substantiated fake studies for publishing were usually repeat offenders. They did this over and over and over again on different topics they were writing about. So there is really no deterrent to force or prevent the fraud, no punishments. Would that have any teeth to keep it from happening? They're all liars. I know, Frank. So the health book author, for instance, and the psychologist had no significant punishments for running a very poor study, but it highlights how easy it is to get garbage published and that the peer review process is a complete failure. Fake news is everywhere, including your medical science people. All right. Well, I say this, trust the medicinal herbs. So God's herbs have been around since the beginning of time. They have more historical use in testing than any drug man can make. Herbs offer no side effects or toxicity, and there is empirical history that they work. So people, they don't pass down to the next generation therapies that don't work. So it's very important to research all your treatments before you begin taking them and cleanse the system of your toxins from agricultural chemicals, vaccines, prescribed medications, and other hazardous materials, you know, with your medicinal herbs that do that, and support your immune system so it'll function highly against pathogens. Use your herbs to strengthen your metabolic functions, and you're going to find your organic whole food herb products and information to do all that. You can accomplish that. People don't think they can, but you can. You have a lot of power, and God wants you to be well. He doesn't expect you to need a pharmaceutical industry to be healthy. So give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. They have a free product catalog they can mail you. The number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Thepowerherbs.com is the web address, thepowerherbs.com. And that's where your health care options just became endless. Of course, they are experts in organ cleansing and immune boosting, so do tap into what they know and empower yourself. They are having their holiday special. It's a Resurrection Sunday. They're celebrating that. And you can join in the celebration and save 20% on orders of $50 or more now through the 21st of April. So do take advantage of that. Information is also on the website, but if you don't do the internet, no worries. You can just call in and get your orders taken care of either by mail or phone by the 21st, and you will receive that discount. So thepowerherbs.com, don't forget that name, and that's the folks at Apothecary Herbs. I get asked this a lot. Why does the website have a different name than the company? Because people have trouble spelling apothecary, so the domain was taken after the book, The Power Herbs, that they offer on their website. So people struggle with the word apothecary, saying it, spelling it. It's an old term, Frank. It's from the Bible. It's what the anointing oil were made from, apothecaries. See? And you just couldn't make the anointing oils. You were selected by God to make them. You just couldn't jump in there and make them. Biblically speaking, you weren't allowed to do that. God chose you to make them. Isn't that interesting? I think it is. I think it is. So thepowerherbs.com, easy to remember that. But the company name is apothecaryherbs.com. So there you go. We're going to be coming up to a break in a minute. But we're going to be asking the question, why are more people, you know, shifting away from cow's milk? You know, I talk to people all the time. A lot of people have just gotten off of cow's milk. But you know the one thing they forget, Frank? They forget about the cheese. They love cheese. They forget that's milk, too. And so we're going to be talking about that and why less milk may be beneficial for you and why your bones won't suffer. We're going to give you some tips there. Substitutes can be a lifesaver. That's absolutely true. I got off cow's milk many, many moons ago, and I got rid of my sinus infections. Oh, got to take a break. Be right back.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life, and you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online thepowerherbs.com.
trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Talk, and we're going to be talking about why people are, you know, kind of ditching the milk. They're going to substitutes and stuff. America is kind of slowly changing that selection in their diet, and people have different motivation of why they're doing that. But they are noticing that it has a significant influence on their health when they get rid of the mucusy product known as milk. And I noticed that too. I noticed that too. I want to say about 20 years ago when I got off milk. Cause I used to have my annual, sinus infections or strep throat or tonsillitis. And, basically strep, I've learned strep comes from consuming cow's milk. So, you've got those filters, those tonsil filters in your throat, and they get clogged up, see? And milk is very, very much a coating and mucusy producing food that's hard on the system, hard on the digestive tract. And a lot of people, you know, they'll say, well, I don't drink milk, but they have cheese on their entrees and on their sandwiches and just, you know, in their dips, they have, you know, sour cream, they have yogurts, and they forget about those milk products or even the hidden milk that's on your snack crackers. You know, your chips and things. So cheese is 10 times the concentration of milk. So a slice of cheese is really 10 glasses of milk. And we have to remember that. So people are changing their diets. They're changing their lifestyles. And they're noticing differences. You know, the body will speak to you. Doctors really don't tell patients that, you know, it will take years to develop a disease. And then it can take a while to reverse it through a lifestyle change, you know. So remember this the next time, you know, you're told something and you're sick with something. It took a while to develop.
So if you're doing natural therapies to correct it, it's going to take a little bit to correct it. So be patient with that. So food studies have been done. They're very popular, and people, you know, want to know this and want to know that about their foods. They actually, in restaurants now, you see menus listing calories, sugar content, also where the food is from. You know, is it organic? Is it, you know, is it from the Pacific? Is it from the Atlantic? So people are very curious now, more than ever, about their foods. So understanding a lot of the origins of your foods, it'll ultimately will affect your diet. It'll affect sleep. It'll affect your overall human metabolic performance. So foods are real important because they are our medicines. What you put in the body, there is a reaction. Now, it is believed that the first recorded use of consuming cow's milk started in northern Europe around 5000 BC. Cows became domesticated, and we see a lot of cheese products emerging. And some think that the earlier people were more lactose intolerant and couldn't consume milk. That's what they think prior to domesticated cows. But we now know for sure that there's another theory, is that milk was consumed to out of necessity because they were combating starvation. So archaeological evidence of butter making appeared around 2500 BC. It was also written in a Sumerian tablet. Now, for America, the European immigrants in the 1700s, they brought over cows and the culture of drinking milk to the Native American Indian. Here's a quote from Deborah Balnez, author of Milk, A Local and Global History. She says, milk is the virtual queen of the supermarket. Well, it is. And Frank, you know where they put that milk at the supermarket? Way in the back. So you have to pass by all these other products before you get to milk. Milk and bread, not going to be in the front of the store. So you have to go find it. Grocery stores typically do this, you know, because, you know, they know you'll shop and buy more stuff. So shoppers pass all these other items, and it increases the likelihood, oh, yeah, I need some of that, and they'll grab it. Yeah. Here's a quote from Junipero Serra, who's a Spanish priest, during 1772, and they had a food shortage that year. He says, milk from the cows and vegetables from the garden have been our chief sustenance. Mm. Now, milk consumption for America it's gone by gangbusters, really, in the 20th century. Lots of milk. 21st century, you know, people drinking lots of milk. A lot of milk, mustaches on celebrities on TV. Milk, milk, milk. Good for your bones. Drink more milk. But according to the Department of Agriculture and the USDA's Marketing Service 2017 report, milk sales started to drop. So their report showed that from 2016 to 2017, milk sales dropped 6.1%. Even the organic milk sales dropped 5.6%. Their report combines all types of milk, like whole milk, skim milk, low-fat milk, buttermilk. All the milk dropped. Didn't care what kind. So the areas of the United States that had the highest drop in milk consumption were the upper Midwest, Arizona, California, and Florida. You guys had to say that state right there, Frank. Florida. Can't say Florida. My cousins lived there, and they always corrected me. Florida. So the national highest area of consumption was the Northeast. And so Northeast people are still chugging up that milk. So why are people drinking less milk? Americans are drinking less milk. Well, that's what the USDA is trying to figure out. Why are people not drinking as much milk? According to their research, the average American drinks 18 gallons of milk per year. Hey, Frank, how much do you drink, do you think? Or is it all cheese? Hmm? Well, while he's thinking about it, this may seem like a lot of milk, 18 gallons of milk. However, when it's compared to other data from the 70s, Americans were drinking 30 gallons of milk a year in the 70s. That's a lot of milk. Now, I remember in the 70s that milk was served usually with a meal. Even late night snacks were typically, you know, you're dunking your cookies into a glass of milk. So milk became kind of a staple item when refrigeration became more available. More people could, you know, have milk, live in the cities instead of, you know, owning a cow on the farm. Hey, I remember my grandparents' house, Frank. Out by the back door, they still had this metal box with a lid where the milkman would come and drop the milk off in the morning. Remember that in the 40s and 50s? That's what they did. It was still by their back door. They didn't move it, even though now they just picked milk up at the grocery store. Now, in the 50s, the United States declared milk as a, quote, protective food source, supposedly enabling all to obtain some sort of extra nutritional resource from it. Now, it surely was a boost to the agricultural economy, I'll say that. And the dairy sector became pretty much an economic giant. You know, and they even got lobbyists and lobbying politicians to conduct studies on the health benefits of milk. So by the 1950s, Americans were encouraged to drink a minimum of 3 glasses of milk per day. I can still remember my parents and grandparents telling me that. Got to have strong bones. Drink your milk. I didn't know I was allergic to milk until I was in my 30s. And milk was the reason, as a kid, I had eczema. So I grew out of the eczema in my late teens, early 20s. But my symptoms changed. When I still consumed milk, I would have the upper respiratory problem. So I was still allergic to milk, but my body, you know, handled it differently. So Americans are encouraged to drink lots of milk, 3 glasses a day. There was a shift away from milk kind of beginning in the 1990s, I'd say. This spurred on the Got Milk campaigns. You saw those all over the TV. And new studies, you know, were questioning if milk contributed to bone health or not. Did it prevent osteoporosis or not? So the health halo of milk started to dim a little bit. And there are other ways to get your calcium and your vitamin D and no longer have to use the milk in order to complete your diet. Actually, if you're worried about bone health, the way to get strong bones is not from cow's milk. That's not the right calcium the body likes. It likes the calcium in green leafy vegetables, your plants, because of the ratio of boron and magnesium to it for an uptake so the body can use the calcium properly. So God did that chemistry. He gets all the credit. It's his copyright. And whereas in cow's milk, we're not supposed to be nursing on a cow. Think about it. And how does the cow get strong bones? Well, eats grass, green leafy stuff. So we can, too, and get strong bones. Here is a quote from Marion Nestle, professor of nutrition, New York University, author of the book Food Politics, who says, milk is the perfect food for calves. There is no question about that. But for humans, it may not be, and there is plenty of evidence that it isn't really necessary. End of quote. And there are some areas of concern, because what also seems to have contributed to a lack of interest in milk are the reports of cows being treated with a lot of drugs like antibiotics and growth hormones. So the animal rights people also object, as well as, of course, your vegetarians. So the treatments given to the cows for milk production concern young parents, as well as affecting, you know, kind of the biggest segment of the milk consumption is the children ages 2 to 8 and the future consumer. See? So more mothers are buying alternative milk products like soy and almond and coconut milk and almond milk. The alternative milk market has really improved on their taste and texture over the last couple of years, and more children are embracing these alternatives. So it also has influenced infant formulas now. So therefore, not drinking milk has become an American culture of choice. Okay. Let's look at some manufacturing facts. because the industry of milk making is diverse, and we should, you know, note some differences. For instance, it takes 8 gallons of water per pound of almonds to produce almond milk. So 8 gallons of water per 1 pound of almond, it produces almond milk. It takes 90 gallons of water per pound to produce cow's milk. Wow, big difference in water. One cow is going to consume 40 gallons of water per day. Groundwater gets contaminated with cow manure runoff. So alternative milk products now come in organic plant form, almonds, coconut, cashew, rice, hemp, and even soy. Yeah. So, and you know, the millennials love the environment thing, so that makes sense to them. Well, what are some of the legalities? Well, when there's a lot of money at stake, the lawyers start to get involved. You know that, right, Frank? Yep. The legalities of the milk industry are such that the word milk has become highly regulated. So the U.S. dairy states, those dairy states in the United States have pressured the FDA to enforce rules on what products are labeled as milk. So your almond milk carton would need to be rebranded their packaging if the dairy industry is going to get their way. So before anyone starts to feel sorry about the dairy industry, keep in mind it makes $14 billion U.S. dollars. It's, you know, and that was back in 2013. So the up and down market, you know, consumers looking for other products and better their health, you know, improve the planet and all that stuff. It's just a cycle. It's life. So when a standard glass of milk contains several pharmaceutical drugs, like with the instance of cow's milk, it does become a concern, and it's a health problem. So that's why consumers are like, you know, I think it was Dr. Joseph Mercola. He tested just a regular glass of milk from the store. You think he said he had 6 drugs in it? Crazy. 6, you know? Talk about, you know, getting prescribed drugs that you weren't even seeing a doctor for. Well, what about the food allergies? Now, I was talking a little bit about my problem. We really don't want to leave out milk can be a major food source for allergies. And it's interesting to note that no other animals consume cow's milk other than calves. Okay? So it's also good to note that 60% of the adults can't tolerate cow's milk, intolerant. Most people that have digestive upset are going to stop drinking it due to the discomfort. So, however, there are others that develop different symptoms, and they don't even realize they're allergic to it. And that was the problem with me as a kid growing up. My mom didn't know. My mom had a milk allergy, and she didn't even know it. Okay? So I kind of got it from her. So here are some of the symptoms. If you have an allergy to milk, other than, you know, being digestive intolerant to it, you can have skin rashes, like I mentioned, eczema or other types of dermatitis, psoriasis. You can have dark circles beneath your eyes. That's an indication you're allergic to milk. You look like a raccoon when they take your photo. Milk allergy, there it is. See it right there. If your driver's license is, it's going to be there too. It'll go away if you quit drinking milk. What are some of the movie stars that have those dark circles? Meg Ryan. And she's milk intolerant, but she still eats cheese and stuff. So, anyway. Frequent earaches and throat infections, sinus infections, tonsillitis, and bronchitis all can be from your milk intolerance. You can't. It's mucusy. It's trapping a lot of toxins in the body, and it's showing up in these manifestations and problems. So experts are now saying that animals and humans are not supposed to digest milk as adults. It is genetically going against nature. In other words, it's not normal to drink cow's milk, and genetically speaking, about 40% of the world's population can tolerate consuming the cow's milk as adults. So 60% have trouble. So some research at the University College of London has reported that milk consumption is causing gene mutation. So here are some of the interesting findings they found. with milk intolerance, they said Native Americans have zero tolerance to cow's milk. So Native American Indians didn't probably like that being introduced to cow's milk when the settlers brought their cows over. Asians, 5%, have a 5% tolerance, which explains why they tend to avoid milk. My mom said nobody was drinking milk over there in 1959. None. Actually, they told her she smelled like milk because she was a milk drinker. Interesting. She smelled different. Wow. You know? She was 5'3", and she saw everybody's heads. Over. She was the tallest one going down the street. They've been Americanized now, so they're getting taller. But Caribbean people, 25% tolerance to milk. The rest of them can't drink it. Mediterranean people, 50% tolerance. And Northern Europeans, 90% tolerant. And we have to ask ourselves, does drinking milk increase our risk of certain diseases? Well, we have 9 million cows in the United States, which are not classified as very healthy, and this is why nearly half of them have what is called bovine leukemia virus. So Crohn's disease bacterium believed to be caused by irritable bowel syndrome in humans. So artificial RGBH growth hormones they give to cows to promote the milk production, they think could also be promoting human prion disease. Dr. Robert Cohen's book, Milk, the Deadly Poison, read that. It seems that hormones that they inject into the cows affect how humans metabolize milk products. One glass of milk can flood the blood system with excess estrogen, he says, increasing the risk of breast cancer. Oh, my word. And what about heart disease? I've heard this from cardiologists. I used to work at a hospital, and the heart floor was on the same floor as ours in intensive care, and I would talk to them all the time. But in the 1800s, scientists discovered a trace mineral called boron, and studies prove that boron was essential for plants to be healthy. Nearly 100 years later, it was discovered that boron plays a vital role in the metabolic mechanism for healthy human bones. So what happens is if you don't have adequate amounts of boron, you will experience an exodus of calcium and magnesium through your urine. You'll lose the boron at a rapid stage, and then you get this demineralization that takes place in your bones, and you get severe osteoporosis. So women who are premenopausal are at a greater risk of osteoporosis if they begin to lose boron. And scientists and physicians have known for years that animal milk does not provide the required minerals of boron and magnesium for calcium to be utilized and properly metabolized and be absorbed to give you healthy, strong bones. So the cardiovascular system also needs minerals too, and consuming cow's milk leads to this development of heart disease. So you need your minerals, and cow's milk doesn't help you out any. If you want strong bones, use your herbal medicinal plants that have calcium, because they'll always have boron and magnesium in the 2-to-1 ratio the body likes. And you could say bye-bye to, bones that look like Swiss cheese. Here is a quote from Sally Fallon, founder of the Western Price Foundation. She says, pasteurization destroys enzymes, diminishes vitamin content, denatures fragile milk protein, destroys vitamin B12, kills beneficial bacteria, promotes pathogens, and is associated with allergies, increased tooth decay, colic in infants, growth problems in children, osteoporosis, arthritis, heart disease, and cancer. End of quote. Yeah. So here are some of your calcium sources in your foods, which are your medicines. Green leafy vegetables, nuts and seeds, broccoli and cabbage, carrots and cauliflower, oranges. When you look at these foods, they have calcium, and they'll always have 2 parts calcium, 1 part boron, 1 part magnesium, the 2-to-1 ratio. That is just perfect. God gets all the credit. He did that. He did that. He knows what you need. Now, if you're looking at herbs that have that calcium, boron, magnesium ratio, I like to use oat straw, horsetail, lobelia, and comfrey root. And you'll find all 4 of them in the calcium formula that the folks at Apothecary Herbs have, and it's a liquid. instantly absorbed in 60 seconds. And it's so wonderful. You don't have to take it every day, just every other day. So it's that beneficial. You can reverse a lot of problems in a couple of months with that. Call the folks at Apothecary Herbs about the calcium formula. You want a surefire way of utilizing what God provided for you for health and wellness. You know, why suffer? And, you know, get off that cow's milk because it's gonna be a problem. Even the organic stuff. You're not gonna miss it. You can get used to anything. I like the coconut milk, the vanilla one. Like that. They even make a creamer now, Frank. You can put it in your tea. It's nice. Anyway, thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663 is their toll-free number in the United States and Canada, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. They are having their Resurrection Sunday celebration, so celebrate with them and save 20% on orders of $50 or more now through the 21st of April. And so if you've been thinking about cleansing, you know, get it over with so you enjoy the summer. Or if you're just thinking about, you know, picking up some calcium formula or some other things for immune boosting, or maybe some, you know, healthy things for the pets. They got a pet section too. Thepowerherbs.com can help you out. Got something update on the catalog. The catalog is gone through, I think, its final review for proofing. So we're hoping to have a brand new spanking catalog at the end of this month. And it's going to have new products in there. Ooh, we're excited. Also, if you're on the website, don't forget to sign up for the wellness newsletters under the Books and Newsletters tab. They are completely free subscriptions, so they go out each week, and you will get healthy wellness information, natural therapies, in your email each weekend for total wellness, and it's all free. And you can share it with family and friends. So the American Survival newsletter goes out on Tuesday, and the Health Quest goes out on Friday. So if you want to get a Health Quest tomorrow, jump up on the website and sign up for free. It is only delivered by email, so we do not snail mail these newsletters, so you have to have email to get them. So thepowerherbs.com, you know, it's all about lifestyle and diet. I mean, you have a whole lot of power in what you put in the body, and science knows that you don't need mega doses when you get the chemistry right. And who is the best chemist that you know? And be God. He created all these plants, all these fruits and vegetables, nuts, seeds, herbs, medicinal herbs, he says, are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. From Genesis to Revelation, he tells you that, as three witnesses in there. Amazing stuff. You got power, exercise it. You know? Why do you want to be on drugs all your life? And when you can't get them, what are you going to do? Empower yourself. Be strong. He wants you to be strong. He wants you to be well. So do I. I'm out of time, but I'll be back next week. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.